Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary double seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hi, a quick editor's note before we start the show. We just celebrated our 5th anniversary, so if you've stayed with us that long, that's great. If you're just finding us now, that's great too. We've got lots of content for you. But I want to let you guys know that we did a little bit of a retcon at the beginning of the show, so some of the stuff that happened at the end of the last episode, we've kind of rolled that back to where we're kind of re-rescuing Balor again. So if that seems off, that's why. We just didn't really like the way that turned out, so we decided to have a do-over. But I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you. Well, hello, and welcome to the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers Podcast. I'm Nathan, I'm your host, and we are playing Dragonbane. It is a lucky episode 48, and Sean's going to die.
Maybe.
Soon after his character.
No, Sean is not going to die. His character's going to die.
No. Sean's going to die.
We have a special team established.
I'll do it, man. I'll do it.
I hired this guy named Luigi. But yeah, so we're playing Dragonbane. It's episode 48. We are on the Isle of Mists, and we are looking for trouble, and we have found it. So Malcolm is our game master, and Malcolm, why don't you go ahead and take it away and bring us up to speed?
Okay. Our party has traveled to the Mirror Lake and gone into the Isle of Mist in the hopes of vanquishing Azrakoth, the High Priest and undead High Priest of Sathmog. They have had several trials as they've traveled through the labyrinth that's been established to at one time hold him, but now he has mastery over. Taking the famed sword of Endurum to go and slay him and end his evil here in this valley once and for all. Last we left off, they had gone into another chamber. Having survived and circumvented the mirror that seemed to suck away their very willpower, they opened up into a treasury room, a square chamber with a high ceiling, with narrow footbridges leading from the door to a circular platform in the middle of a room. Around the platform lies a great abyss, and then there was another pathway leading to another door. Heedless of danger, some of our intrepid heroes decided to go forth across the bridge only to trigger the trap. And Balor was struck by swinging boulders from the footpath off into the abyss, 10 meters below, into freezing waters. Doom seemed to be enclosing his very lungs. We left there as Quiverwing had lashed himself with a rope and was springing into action to rescue him, with Dog using his own particular strength and basic body weight to hold the other end as a rescue attempt was being started. The question now was, will anyone rally our poor unconscious or our poor zero hit point Balor as he swirls in the swiftly moving water that may soon take him further away in the depths of darkness? So, I want to know if anyone's making a rally point. He is 10 meters down, which happens to be the exact maximum range in which anyone can choose to take an action, take their action to try and rally him with a persuasion roll. Or you can just let fate take its course.
I mean, I could try a persuasion roll, but I don't know that it'd be successful.
Same.
I can. Darg has a decent persuasion.
Hey, Baylor, stop being a little bitch.
And Corinne will attempt as well.
I will pee in the water in an attempt to make it warm.
Oh, oh God! What did you say?
Your pee will smack freaking the duck in a mallard in the face as he goes in the water.
That's fucked up, man.
The question is: am I kind or am I not? Do I choose kindness or do I just?
The better question is: does he deserve the kindness or not?
I think I fucking do. Fuck off! I hate you. Oh, wait a minute.
Yes, of course I deserve it.
In that case, I will allow there to be a persuasion roll despite the water rushing by. And I will have Corinne will make one. It will become very obvious to you, Brains, which is really kind of odd. And for everyone up there, is that as she walks out in the footbridge and the stones are swinging, they just go right over her head.
She's so short.
It wasn't meant for, basically,
like you can realize that the halfling and Quivering probably could have just walked across the bridge, even if they set up the trap and not be affected by the swinging boulders.
Neat.
So what should she say to rally Baylor?
She will make her persuasion roll to try and rally you.
Do not go toward the light.
But look up towards the light.
Baylor, your essence is washing away. Get out. What?
Baylor, I need that sword. If you drown now, I will find every person in your bloodline.
I will make entries into the Book of Grudges.
I will make my own entry in the Book of Grudges in crayon.
Oh, no. We can't have that.
She will try to... I guess she's maybe it's a successful one. Yes, she will. She will succeed on making her.
Oh, cool!
Her rally roll with a 3, and now if you just basically you are able to continue acting as normal, even though you are on the brink of death, you will still make your death rolls in accordance. But okay. Things that you need to do probably right now is, death roll is you probably need to make a swimming roll so you don't begin to drown.
Oh, swimming! I have a swimming of 10.
May the odds ever be in your favor.
Yes, and I rolled an 11.
They are not.
Oh.
So you begin to drown.
I begin to drown.
You push it? Come on, you push it.
I could push it. I will push it to...
Come on, salt and pepper.
Oh, you push it to scared. Does that make sense? And then make another roll. Jesus Christ, this happened last week. Now I rolled a 16. So I'm scared and angry.
He had nothing to do with it.
I win again.
Jesus Christ wasn't even there, man.
I know.
Boom!
Well, okay.
I gotta make a death save.
Oh, no, hold on. No,
and what kind of armor are you wearing?
You let the GM tell you when to roll that.
What kind of armor are you wearing?
I'm wearing leather.
Okay, all right. Just want to make certain that was on. Why don't you give me a con roll right now?
Okay, sure. My con is 11.
Takes no action to do that.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, 16. I'm not using a dice
anymore. Okay, then you weren't holding your breath when you went under and gulped down some of the freezing cold water.
But I was parched.
Let me see what instant death is. Okay. You said that's a single blow. Okay, well, you're fine. Okay, actually, you don't take any more damage. I'm sorry. You just make
you can't
your
zero.
Yeah.
I'm more. Is that what it is? Auto fail of a death save?
If you have 0 hit points while drowning, you make a death roll, as usual, but only fail rolls count.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
So positive rolls don't help you to stay alive. Is that that's how I'm reading that?
Once you failed your swimming and your con roll?
Yes. I succeeded.
Okay.
But I didn't roll my dice.
Quivering, you dove in the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, same thing. Just give.
And am I still holding? What's
Yeah, you are tied rope, and holding right? the rope. Yes, you are holding the rope still.
All right.
Though you're drowning, you can try and make a bushcraft roll to not succumb to the freezing temperatures.
All right, I'm going to try that.
This is my experience. Humans that are drowning tend to do this a lot.
Yes.
I failed because I have a
the bane.
Bane.
Okay.
No, I can push it. Yeah, okay. Dad, get three fucking dice and get one fail.
No, you go back to one die.
Do you want
to
push it?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I'm now disheartened.
Nope.
Yep. Fuck it.
Neither one of those is good.
Okay, so did your second bushcraft attempt fail?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm trapped
in a You're now naked and afraid and angry. And
well, you can't take any more hit point damage, but you do take another 3 points of willpower drained away.
Okay, I still have willpower.
Baylor, can he still take an action, or is he just flailing about?
Who
can he take his action?
His action was to try to swim and to try. Yeah. He's already taking two actions. We're not really since we're not in combat. It's not. But you can give me a swimming roll. If you can give me, and that's what I need from you, is a swimming roll, successful one, which is going to be at a bane because you're trying to save somebody.
Oh, you're talking to me? Oh,
yes, to you.
Well, it'd probably be, it would be equal because I get it at a boon because I'm duck.
All right, so then.
Yeah. But I was just going to recommend to him that he does have a rock.
No, I don't have it. I used it.
Oh, you used it already?
Quivering rocks. I used it when we fought two fights
ago. Yikes. Okay.
Or I would have used it.
Oh. But its mouth is full of water right now, so it's kind of hard to say anything.
Sweet. Yes, succeeded.
Yes, succeeded.
Okay, you are able to pull him up to the surface and get some water out of him so he is not affected by feeling his swimming. You do need to make a bushcraft roll because it is cold.
Bushcraft will fail.
Do you wish to push it?
I'm going to take damage if I'm not, right?
And we'll
So I will be an angry duck.
Okay.
And that's a
dragon.
Dragon on bushcraft. Okay.
All right, Darg. They are on the surface. You have the rope.
I will pull them up as hard as I can.
All right. So you two in the water, in the actual hole trying to get up. All you need to do is just to give me two acrobatic rolls. You do not make them. They're just standard since you have assistance with the rope, which eliminates the bane on it. So, actually, just if you guys can give me that.
Is it acrobatics or is it? I mean, I literally have a rope tied to me.
I failed.
I was thinking that I would use strength to grab him.
Okay.
Am I allowed to do it that way?
We can just have you hold on, and then Darg has to make the two strength rolls.
Okay.
Okay.
So do I roll strength or not? Do you need me to roll strength?
No, because you were tied to the Baylor? To hold on. Yeah, give me a strength roll just to hold on to him. Yeah.
Okay.
Never let go, Tech.
Demon.
Ooh, splash.
Jesus Christ.
And just as he slips on your finger as you're yanked from the water by Dark.
You saved me.
I will say this. I am racking up some rolls for the end of the night.
I'll yes, you are. You got two.
Do you wish to push it? You can.
I can't. You can't push a dragon.
Yeah. So yes, he slips from your feathery fingers back into the water as you're yanked out by Dark.
You pulled too hard.
Oh. Let me back down.
So, Sean,
I let him down.
Balor will need to give me a death check now, please.
Yes, of course. I was wondering when this was going to come.
Jesus.
A non-swimming, drowning-related death check.
I succeeded again. Oh, good. That's the only role I'm succeeding
at. Now, that success will count because you're not drowning, okay? So just make note.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
The other one didn't? Okay.
No, when you were drowning, no success. Your success doesn't matter. Success just don't matter.
Okay, cool. So I have one success.
Okay. And you go splashing back in the water.
What the fuck?
Just give me a swimming and a bushcraft roll.
Oh, yeah, good.
Quivering, I guess you want to go back down in?
Yep.
Yeah, Darg just drops him.
Drops it back in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. I failed with a demon.
Oh, my God. Hey,
I racked up. If I survive this, I get an extra roll. God damn, I failed both.
Jesus.
I'm just like, well, I don't have to worry about the big baddie at the end. He'll just be killed by water traps.
Who put this thing here?
Oh. Yeah, cold water is probably one of the deadliest things in this game.
Yeah. Screw dragon, no problem. Water, cold, yep.
Okay. He didn't know that the big baddie's in a sauna because he doesn't like cold water.
Yeah,
I'm Hag just with like, six cold. Attacks, no problem.
Wow.
God damn it, let me back down!
He did. He just tossed you right back.
Yeah,
I dropped you.
Yeah, but I'm angry. I'm playing angry. Don't take it personally.
I'm going to tie a rope to one of my arrows. This round.
Oh. This sounds like a fun twist.
This sounds like a great idea, but I'm not going to say anything. Okay.
Say, have you ever tied a rope to an arrow?
Yeah, I'm just like...
Fantasy games all the time. You can do all kinds of things with arrows in fantasy games. Don't sass me.
That is why there's two different types of ropes. So we'll... Okay. So we'll start off with Quiverwing making a swimming roll to... add a standard swimming roll to rescue...
Can Corinne play us a motivational save your party member song?
She could.
I love that. Like, oh, thank you.
Do you suggest that?
That'd be nice.
She turns around and she's looking at these coins and going, that's probably a good idea.
All I've seen so far from Malkin is looks of just disappointment every time
she'll
we roll.
She'll pick up her lyre and go, okay, here's a little ditty.
Oh.
And she will fail.
She's like, Bear is gonna die and drown. Oh, wait, no, I didn't mean that.
A demotivational speech.
Do I want to push this? I guess so. I guess I'll just be angry.
It's going so well from us.
And she will succeed. So,
oh, thank God.
You can, Richard, you can, you'll be able to make, well, barely just you, you know, maybe, you know, thank goodness she's got the right instrument. You'll be able to make your rolls. At
flat.
You get a boon to your rolls. If you have multiple boons, it'll still count. So anyway, there we are. She'll begin playing and drop the coins. And, you know,
Quiverwing, you got a boon then. You with advantage to make your swim roll.
Yep.
Well, now we're gonna get the whole lift him out of the water thing.
Can I use my broken staff to help prop him up?
No.
I don't know what a broken staff is good for.
I'm a giant wet rag. Right
Nothing
now.
Until it's repaired, drums. Really. Oh, okay. Drums.
Kindling.
Kindling. Okay. Well, not unless wet, probably not, but yeah.
Okay.
Essential cake post if you're making a tiered cake.
Malcolm, let me know when I can do another action.
You can do another action. I'm just waiting. I wanted to know if Tim succeeded in the swimming roll or not.
Oh, I did. I did. I rolled.
Okay,
it
so you got to hold the power. You can do your strength roll, Darg. You can go ahead with your action.
Okay.
Nathan with brains. See, if you want to do anything, let me know.
All right, so I'm going to do my battle cry.
Of course you are.
I'm gonna howl to
the path is one person wide. What am I gonna do? You're supposed to be. You could just like you know, put a hook in me or something. At this point, that would help. I don't even care.
Ergo, rope to arrow.
Yeah. I'm thinking about. I'm gonna do that next. But I howl. I let out this baleful battle cry, and all characters within the earshot immediately heal a condition of their choice.
Hey, sweet.
Ooh. I will choose anger since I'm trying to play over you, but I will have mercy.
All right, Darg will start. I guess he gets the little tug from the the duck gives him a little tug and he'll pull. And I got a 3, and well under my strength, yes. So I rolled a 3.
Fuck. Okay.
Darg kind of looks over. He goes, "I was really good at this game as a kid."
Now give me one more.
Okay. And I rolled a 7, which is 10 under my strength.
So you're able to haul, you're able to easily, with quick repetition, haul them back up to the doorway, I guess.
This is no time for a swim, Baylor. We have work to do.
I think he's dead. He's dead, he's dead, he's dead. Get his sword, let's go.
Nobody else knows how to use a sword. That's the thing. I don't think anybody has the sword skill.
Well, I can, just not well.
Well, Dane does. He sucks.
Dark does.
Oh, do you? Okay. Hey.
Yeah.
Oh,
you've already given up on me. That's great. Just
it's just correct.
I want his pouches.
That seems like a lot of work.
We start going through his stuff.
This son of a bitch was hoarding gold.
Surprisingly large feet for
now,
a
now that we got
dwarf.
His stuff, let's push him back down into the water.
He's got that cool ring. Take it.
All right.
When was the last time we had food?
Oh, you and the cannibalism.
Yeah. Not cannibalism. He's not a dwarf.
Yeah seriously.
Okay, so I'll have Dane will attempt to a healing roll on you. Okay. Over Bane?
Fuck it. He does six more points of damage to you.
That's a dragon. So, yes, he will succeed. And so stopping your... You stop making death rolls, and you recover... 4 hit points.
Oh.
So much for the TPK.
Oh, there's still time.
Oh, what has happened to me? My essence has been washed away.
My essence is gone. This wasn't even the water trap room.
Oh, Jesus.
I hate water.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for saving me.
Everyone knows that. I love to wallow my filth. Guy, we know you don't like water. Can I stop singing now? I think I'm stopping.
Yes,
singing.
Please. You did stop singing already. Yes,
yeah, I did. Please, yeah, I'm just going to put a few things in my purse and then we can get out of here.
Wait a minute. What'd you say?
What?
Oh, excuse me?
She's nowhere near you. She's on the platform with all that.
Okay. Like she's at where the gold's at.
So the room consists of basically a footpath. Like I said, it's a very high ceiling chamber. Down below, 10 feet, 10 meters, there is cold water, which seems to be swirling and moving somewhere. There are two footpaths that move out to a central platform from your door and from a door on the south side of the wall, south side of the chamber. If you're a halfling or a mallard, you can easily walk under the swinging stones. Now that you're...
Can the rest of us crawl?
I will crawl.
The rest of you, yeah. You can just simply crawl to avoid them entirely as well.
That is exactly what I'll do.
Crawling sounds good. Crawling.
Yeah. It's too cold to stand up. The central sort of like circular platform is about 2 meters across, so it's kind of crowded, so you might go through there. But if you guys want to do a quick search, I can give you that stuff.
I would like
stuff.
To spot hidden I'll as do a we spot move hidden. Along.
On the platform? Well, the area
everywhere.
Fuck yes.
I'm everywhere.
Okay. All right.
I rolled a dragon for a spot hit. Fuck.
Okay. You see finally. Nothing unusual here. You are.
I don't trust myself.
You are safe. Because the very fact is, you're not in the water.
I know.
That's all.
I've made this. Oh, this sucks. Let's go. Come on. Oh. Make our way across the platform and.
Okay. Are you guys searching the platform or no?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I could describe it to you. Basically, you...
I thought we were going that direction.
On the platform are treasures that sitting there. There appears to be boxes and chests, and one bag seems to have almost burst with shiny coins pouring out of it.
No, that's a mimic.
I just want to know before I... Just so if I can just... Or we can move on. I mean, if you're going to just leave it there, that's... Fine, I just need
what do
to
you
know.
Want
to,
what does everybody want to do? I Baylor doesn't care. He
Darg is not interested in these shiny bits, so I think we
let's
have
go.
A blitz to slay.
Just go. We can come back to this.
I, however, will, once I get to the platform, look myself and see what I can find.
Well, I will draw let's see, what is it? 7 treasure cards?
Mm, Jesus.
Dun, dun, dun. Ah.
And remove the nail and the rat.
Although I think a rat would be good.
I think we already have a rat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you already do. I think you already got a rat in another previous 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 outing of treasure. You guys got a rat. All right. Magic cards are as follows. Copper coins.
Hold on a sec. Normally, Tyr is the one that's
I'm writing it down.
Okay, thank you.
Someone's recording this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how many copper coins?
Does it matter? It's copper.
Yeah, true.
Make a pipe.
You could buy a lot of soup with copper.
17 copper.
Okay.
And 90 gold coins.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Guys, I found 7 gold coins.
Yes, good.
Why'd it take you so long to count it?
Hey, Dark, that counts, man. Somebody lied to you.
That's right, yeah. That's great. 7 gold can buy even more soup.
The armor and shield. Someone roll me a 1d6 real quick.
So the armor and shield is made for a duck. Just throwing that out there.
3. It is an open helmet is what you find.
Ooh.
Ooh, fun. Hey, would that fit me since I have a bill?
Yeah.
I think so.
Best metal armor, so probably...
Oh, am I not allowed to use my armor?
You are a...
God damn it.
You are a mage, so...
And you cast lightning.
There's that too, but I mean...
Hey, maybe he likes the rush. You don't know.
Back!
We don't kink shame here.
Okay, and a spyglass.
Hmm. I don't think so. It's always watching what you're doing.
And if someone can roll me a 6-sided die.
6.
A diamond worth 100 gold.
Ooh, that's mine.
Your head, shut up.
Make an earring out of it.
Yeah. I need to put it in a potato.
A gold bracelet.
On the wooden plate.
A gold bracelet. Bracelet worth 30 gold.
Wow. We should come here sooner.
Yes, maybe you should have.
Could have come here first, gotten to here, left, just bought a bunch of stuff, and then like,
yeah. Book. Roll me a d6.
4.
4. Handbook of Master Carpentry.
Hmm.
Interesting.
And a grimoire. Ooh. Roll me 1d4.
D4? Well, shit.
There's a spell of like swim in it.
3.
3? And then roll me another d4?
1.
Okay. Well, you've received it's a mentalist spell that's rank 3. Rank 0. So, I mean, not rank 0, but it's a trick. Nothing particularly useful in there. Okay. And that is what you find as far as the treasures. But in addition to that, you also find on the platform glass vials containing red and blue liquid.
How many?
Really? 3 of each.
3 red, 3 blue?
3 red, 3 blue.
And what would we need to identify what those are?
A healing roll.
Ooh, not me.
I can
Here, Dark, drink this.
I think...
4, I made it.
Oh,
okay. You figured out that apparently that the red potions, or red vials, hold a potion that will restore your health points. Healing elixirs. The other ones, the blue ones, restore your will points.
Oh, so it's like health and mana and like Diablo.
Every video game ever.
Yeah, every video game ever. And if you mix them, you just create a death potion. Okay.
Mix them together, they're purple. They become Tussin.
I'll pass the blue ones to Quiverwing, and I will toss a red one to Baylor.
What are the blue ones again?
The blue ones restore will.
Restore will? Oh, I don't know how much.
We couldn't
get
this in a dry powder.
You do understand that everybody needs willpower points, but I'm just saying, you know, I mean, but.
I have plenty.
The lightning is pretty good.
Yes, it's the lightning that I wanted to keep flowing.
You know, Dark would use a blue one. Well, he's got all his back from that rest, but he wouldn't mind a blue one. He likes blue.
The platform's small. Let the fight begin.
What?
Sorry, what?
I'm drinking the red one.
Oh. distribute who's getting what as far as out of the...
How many of the restore will things are there?
There's three will, three health points, potions.
Okay.
I drink health potion. In the case of both of them, they will restore 2D of either health points or 2D of...
What 2D? 6? 2D...
2D...
2D6, usually.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Okay. 2D6 will. Yeah. 3 times 2D6 will. Got it.
Oh, you're taking them all?
Hell yes.
Don't just ask for one. And you just borrowed his health. The least you could do is just give him a little.
All right, fine. You can have one of the life-saving willpower things.
Mm, thank you. I like blue.
It tastes like soup.
Does he even know what that color is?
Oh, I feel so much better now.
Don't ask him to smell it.
We'll so be that was one health potion for Baylor?
Yeah, I took it already. That's gone.
Okay.
All right. From here, there's forward and there's back.
Forward. Let's leave. Let's go home.
Back forward. Is to the swinging boulders. So.
That's back is home. Yeah, just so you know.
It's forward, hose. Are we doing a marching order, or do we need to do a marching order?
No, I'll just kill you as a group.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So, do you guys proceed through the door?
Yeah, I'll take a check listen. It. Take a listen. At the door.
Baylor will use a spot hidden, which has failed him recently, but is 18.
Will it be awareness or...
Wait, you're listening at the door or what are you...
Yeah, I'm listening at the door.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, give me an awareness, I guess.
That would be a negatory.
You're fairly sudden. There's nothing beyond the door.
I don't hear anything.
Because the rushing water from below echoing up the chamber makes it very difficult. And Dog's heavy breathing. And Corinne's absent, plucking of a lyre.
If I'll do a spot hit and see if I see anything on the door, I rolled a 10 out of 18.
There appears to be nothing unusual about the door as far as
I'm just looking,
can see.
Okay, so it looks like a normal door. Anybody want to open it?
No strange markings or...
That's what I was looking to see if it was
unusual.
This
one lacks
door.
The strange markings that you guys have encountered before.
And how's the door open? Was it just a push or is there a knob?
It's
a lever.
It's a knob.
Knob. I will twist the knob.
So is the guy opening it.
The door opens.
Dun, dun, dun.
A corridor.
And then?
The corridor, once the door opens, it swings open to a corridor that goes about 6 meters to another door. This door is much like the other ones before, where it is brass and has the inscription and markings of Sathmog emblazoned on them. There is, of course, no words, but it looks like it is also been smoothed by the movement of fingers across it.
Is there any light in this hallway or anything on the ceiling?
There is light.
Rhino-sized aliens.
Where it comes from, you cannot discern. And once again, the marble here is a pristine white. Cleaner than other places in the area, though. Like, it's almost rarely used, this possible, this corridor.
Any markings the
door
on the
stands.
Floor?
None that you can see.
All right.
It does lack the wear and tear of the other corridors. There's other places you've been, the door in the corridors as well as the chamber.
Because most people have died before they got this far, that's all.
Yeah, probably.
Well, you'd think the cultists themselves would be okay.
So, guys, do you want me to go down the corridor and
I check out the other door? I think you have to do that thing that all hail that guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll start slowly making my way down the corridor, like checking... The ceiling and the walls as I move down.
The
slowly.
Ceiling. You look up at the ceiling.
But not the floor?
It appears to be, a well-appointed ceiling with maybe some crown molding that was there at one time, but apparently it's been removed and then replaced by something else that's much tackier.
It's pretty gauche these
days. But that's about it.
How bougie.
There's no giant rhinoceros-sized alien up there, though.
Okay. Yeah. You never know. They can be anywhere. When you least expect them. So I'll move down to the end of the corridor, to the door.
Okay. When you get closer to the actual symbol on the door of South Mog, while it is the same sort of polished brass, the stylization of this one looks very different in the sense that it's not like carved in there. It's almost like it's sort of like been sort of molded in a different way. And you think, you know, you were expecting the same sort of smoothing by fingers. None of that is actually present. It just appears to have been etched in there. Like it was a part of the design.
So it's etched, but maybe no one, there's not been tons of people who ever went through there?
No.
But if you make the same gestures and say the same words.
That's what Dane's been doing the whole time. Well, you can just let Dane do it.
Yeah, he'll just, yeah. He'll
just let Dane do it.
He's not here.
Since he's not here.
The new Tony. Yeah, stay.
Hey, Dane, guinea pig. You know, he will.
Oh, just, sorry, I was reading a book.
With disdain, he will read. He will say the words that there will be a certain clicking and latching in the door. He steps back. He can probably just push it open now.
Yeah, I'll reach forward and push it open.
It moves open soundlessly. Mm. The most striking feature in this square white room is a meter-high statue of a demon in the middle of it.
Only 1 meter?
Yeah.
Only 1 meter.
It's not very imposing.
Mm-hmm. It's on a... that's what I said. It's on a dais
on a pedestal, dais, or...?
A dais, or a pedestal, actually. More like a tough one. It has precious stones for eyes, so one red, one green. To the east is a great door.
That is a great door.
Of copper. Actually, two great doors of copper, which are painted. And there is a large demonic symbol in the center of it.
Are the doors?
Across the room, there is an access to another door, just a smaller door of similar, of standard size.
All right, where are the two great doors? Oh, is it...
The two great doors.
Like a double
the two
door?
The two great double doors are on the east wall. You just came in from the north square chamber, which is like a... Like I said, it's going to... I'm sorry, I didn't say, but it is a... A 6x6 square marble chamber. The statue sits in the center, and on the far, on the opposite wall on the south, there's another copper door there.
Is this like that statue that was spitting fire at us in the first room?
No, this one is a different stylized demon, and is not pointing.
Guys, tell me why I shouldn't pry the gemstones out of those eyes.
Because the last statue tried to roast you all? Or shock you all. That was lightning, right?
Yeah, they wouldn't do the same thing twice, though.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's better or worse.
No, it's just, I'm saying it's awfully redundant for them to have the same thing every single... Yes, we figured out. There's a secret phrase, and you got to run your finger along the groove. Got it. Why are you making me do it 8 times?
So... I'll move in and I'll slowly approach the statue and I'm gonna look for symbols on the on the pedestal or on the.
Is there anything on the floor of this room apart from the dais with the statue?
Okay, why don't you both give me spot hidden rolls?
Ooh, dragon.
3. Nobody cares, Nathan.
Well, good luck, Nathan. Nothing particularly remarkable about the rest of the floor except for you notice in front of the actual statue. There appears to be what looks like acid and soot burns.
Just in front of the statue, though.
Mm-hmm.
I pointedly do not stand in front of the statue.
Yeah, I'll stay out of the range of the acid burns. So do I see anything like maybe as the mouth, like is it a squirter?
Is it a squirter?
Is the demon a squirter?
Really? Is the mouth of the demon a squirting demon?
Is it shaped like a love doll?
I'm
speechless,
okay.
I think is what you're
Is it a squirter? With some examination of the mouth.
And title of the episode.
You
the demon squirter.
You're able to discern that it appears to be
Sathmog was a squirter.
Some sort of like, yes, some sort of, you know, further just outside the, you know, the deeper in the mouth, there appears to be some sort of device in which to squirt or shower or spray some sort of liquid. Spray. And there is obvious evidence of some small acid burns.
Hey, guys, these demons, they spit. They don't swallow.
Too far, Nathan. Too far.
Come on, guys. Have you tried to see what you're doing?
Well, does anybody... Wait, how big is the hole?
The acid hole?
Yes. How big do you need it to be?
The mouth.
Acid hole.
It has 0 points of articulation, so...
What do you do with acid hole, Matt?
Well, the mouth appears to have 0 points. The statue has 0 points of articulation. You do not know if it will magically swing around like the other statue did or did not.
So, I just mean, can we plug it with something? Like that broken staff, or just jam it in there so nothing can spray out?
Can we get around it?
Some dirt, some mud...
Yes.
So
yes.
Before we start fucking with the statue,
you can get around it by going on the outside, staying away from the double doors, and go to this other room. Or you can, and yes, you probably can shove things in the mouth you think a sufficient circumference in which to stop the acid spout from dissolving your bodies.
It's only a meter tall, so Dark should be fine.
None of these identify what triggers the attack, but we'll see what happens.
We want to make sure we stuff something in the a-hole.
It's a mouth.
Acid hole.
How do you spell mouth?
Oh, acid hole. Okay, got it.
Yeah. No matter how old we get, still 13-year-old boys.
So when it goes off, is it acid to mouth?
What the fuck?
Oh, Jesus.
See, you know... And I get all this shit for the comments.
And once again,
remember that, literally, folks. I'm the one that's always blamed for this stuff.
Well, ours is, that's more like a 13-year-old moronic stuff. Yours is pretty crass. Sailor crass.
See, the real old people would make the acid reflux joke.
The statue of good.
The acid reflux
Oh, shit.
That is the demon GERD.
So you're going to try. I mean, the question is, one, are you enterprising to stuff the mouth, and with what?
Perhaps you should not consider
yourself.
Does
anyone have
a
gag ball? No.
No.
Oh, fuck.
I may have a ball, but a
craftsman, right?
I could craft something. I don't have anything to craft with.
Can one I of your many something? Ball gag templates that you could use?
I have a flail.
I'm still maybe looking at this.
Flail.
I'm like, a meter high statue? I'm like, that is so short.
It's
the
just
heck?
The right height.
It's going to get worse.
You know, I don't even know how to even... I mean, it's just... Okay.
Can I ask you a question, Malcolm? Does this look as though it's magically triggered?
No.
How would I even know that?
How would you know that? I mean, you know.
Can I take a torch and jam it in there? Like, I have a torch.
I'm like, guys, I mean, you can probably find something about, I mean, it's, I don't know what the
I'll craft something to put it in there.
This demon's mouth is, I'm going to say it's rather large because it's a squat little
I'll
guy.
I'll fill that. Baylor will fill that hole. Give her.
So you stuff your buddy in the hole.
Yes. Alternative episode name. I'm all wet already, so yeah. I make my crafting roll. I'm good.
I'm wet already.
So, the thing is, the reason I'm asking what is going in there is just to determine the material when it does go off and dissolve it away.
Wooden torch.
And if it continues onto the flesh. All right, that's fine. Just wooden torch.
That's all I have. Unless there's some rocks around. If there's rocks, I'll use rocks.
Here. Like, how are you going to put it?
Here's an idea, guys. The mouth is about this big.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Darg has an idea. Darg will unpack something from his backpack. It's like a long cloak. He goes, I have this magic cloak that I bought. It helps you disappear. If it's magic fibers, we can throw it over the statue. That would block its acid.
Yeah, or it'll be destroyed.
It'll be destroyed. It won't work.
Oh, the magic will protect it. That's what magic does.
That's not how magic works.
It depends if the magic's made to protect him. Like, it was a rain thing, maybe. Is it, it's supposed to
I
make you...
I have a shield that I don't use that often. And I can put it in front of
him. Didn't we just pick up a helmet? An open-faced helmet? Can we just put the helmet on backwards? So that the open side is...
It has very huge ones. The helmet won't fit.
Has anyone thought to just try the door?
Well, I think we should go through the small door first before we open these big doors. What if something comes up behind us?
Well, it's the big doors that have the acid marks all over it, right?
No, it's the in front of the statue, it's facing the big doors, is where the acid damage is on the floor, along with some soot.
But reminiscent of some sort of fire. How far from the statue is the acid damage? Is it just like one or 2 meters?
Like right in front of it. Like whoever got hit was just splattered with it right there.
It must have been somebody trying. It's probably a trap for the gemstones. I've been burned by that kind of stuff before.
Literally?
But there's no acid marks by the doors themselves.
No, they seem free of any type of damage. Okay. It's almost as if age has not touched them since they were created by Aladdin.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. Maybe if we just leave the statue alone, maybe nothing will happen.
That's what I said.
Oh. Okay, let's move.
Yeah, I mean, Brain, you asked if anyone had any reason why you shouldn't pluck the eyes out. I was at a loss.
Yeah.
I think the reason is the acid burns in front of the statue.
That's a compelling argument.
Yeah. I mean, I'd do it from behind, but yeah.
I say, hey-o.
As Wolfen do.
Wolfen style.
But I would put that the acid splashes marks are here, but so are the eyes. Mm-hmm. So perhaps people have not been successful in their previous efforts.
Mm-hmm. True, mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm. Do we go through these big doors? This is what we've come for, right?
Let's go.
Are you ready, Baylor? Is your sword ready?
Yes.
Are you prepared to launch it through his heart? Cast it across the room and into his chest?
If necessary. Please, let's just go. I'm just
perhaps we should give him a tether.
Just keep me away from the water. Let's move. I'll check the door.
Well, all right. What are you checking the door for?
I want to make sure it looks normal, like there's no, like...
Well, the one like thing I need to be lacking... Spot hidden. Yeah. Okay, spot hidden.
Yeah, spot hidden. That's what I'm going to do.
All right.
But you always wanted me to describe what I'm doing, so I'm looking around the door, making sure like okay. If something sticks out that doesn't seem that you know, would raise concern. Hmm. And I roll 11 on 18, out of 18 on spot hidden.
Something does raise concern. There appears to be no handles on this side of the door.
Nor are the
hinges, so it doesn't... Yeah, you can't open it. There seems to be a way to open it from this side.
So how does it open? Does it open towards in towards us or out? Or if the hinges
it
like...
Opens
into the room.
Into the room.
So it opens into this room. Okay.
No, into the other room. Yeah, into the other room. The other room. It opens away from you.
Can we try and push on it?
You can try, yes.
I'll try. I'll push on it gently.
Give me a strength roll.
Gently, he said gently.
I said gently.
Oh, gently? Gently, then nothing happens.
I fail my strength roll.
Nothing happens, but you look embarrassed.
I go, please, dog, would you help me with this?
Do you really need to be doing that before you get a fight? I mean, doesn't that sword require two hands? Shouldn't you have someone strong, like, you know, Darg?
I just asked for Darg. I just asked for Darg. Thank you. You can come over, short one.
I would be happy. Would you like me to push on this door?
Please.
Apparently, Darg will push on the door. Did I just make a strength check?
Sure.
I roll an 11, so he made it by 6.
You push and put your strength against the door. It does not budge.
This isn't a movable door. We must find some other way.
Maybe the tiny door.
Tiny door.
There's a tiny door?
Mm-hmm. No, there's just a normal-sized door on the opposite side of the room. A door the same size as the one you guys came in on the opposite side. It's not tiny. It's just not a double door.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go to the other door then.
Does that door look safe to open? Is there anything weird about it?
It's another just copper door. There is no symbols on this side of the door, though. That's one thing you notice when you look back the other door. There's no symbols on that side, on the inside of this room.
No symbols? No. Is there a knob? Is there a latch?
Yeah, it appears to be a latch, but you can try and you can open it.
All right. Yeah, I'll try to open it.
Your path is unimpeded, and the door swings open. This opens to a corridor, which has shown some wear and tear, but it is much longer than the previous one you just walked through. So this one's maybe like 10 meters long, as opposed to three, and leads to another door, another copper door.
So this is a pretty long hallway.
Mm-hmm. And it does, unlike the other door, on the corridor, this one shows the standard wear and tear you've seen. As far as them all being marble, yes, but it is, you know.
So we're back in the area that things have been roaming around for hundreds of years.
Yeah, so do we want to go back this way, or do we want to, try and figure out how to open that other door?
Darg will look over at Dane. We're like, Dane, are there any legends? Are we supposed to say something, or... Do you do that symbol? I mean, the door has no latch, but...
The door has no symbol like that, and the one...
Maybe there's something Baylor? With the statue.
Can you hit it with the sword, or...
Does the statue turn, or twist, or... slide?
Even with some examination, you can see that there's nothing... I mean, there's no apparent... There's no obvious mechanism that it moves. Unlike the other one, which swiveled pretty easily.
Any, evidence of, any particular wear on the statue itself? Its hands or something, showing it's worn smooth by use?
No. You wouldn't,
Sigan's doing that, I'm going to go start checking the walls to see if there's any kind of looking for loose stones, secret chambers, that kind of thing. Just any kind of weird stuff on the walls. Maybe we've got to be missing something.
Checking the walls and the chamber, much like what you've encountered before, but now that you've had a closer examination, these appear to be pretty solid, well put together. And even considering, despite its age, it doesn't really show any actual age between the mortar or something, because some is actually mortarless as far as how tight these sort of white marble in place stones in here are. There is this, scruffing, you can see scruff marks on the floor, though none of them, you realize they sort of move around this chamber, but none of them particularly go to the treasure room door that you guys came through. But there are no secret passages that you can see and so forth as far as any other way out other than the door you've just opened.
What about footsteps around the statue? Are there any scuff marks from sandals or whatever on the statue?
Not on the statue. There are a few around it.
Maybe you say the words to the statue.
Maybe you say the words to the statue.
I don't really remember the words.
So who will say that you're going to say the words of the statue?
I think Dane should.
No, he's fine. He's fine where he is. He said it enough.
I don't really remember the words, guys.
you probably can't be.
Baylor remembers the words. He'll get behind the statue.
Okay, so you'll get behind the statue.
Well, there's a distance for the spray, right?
Well, yeah. We don't know. We just see that there's evidence that's only right in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
So if I get on the back of the statue away from the mouth, so if it spins, I can hold on to it.
In theory, yes.
I'll try that. Since nobody will do anything. Wait a minute. You know what? No, no. Baylor stops and goes, wait a minute. I have the sword. We did this before. Why don't you do something? And he points to the rest of the party. This is what happened last time.
I sang. Should I sing to make it easier for you to do this? Wasted? I mean, after all, we have so much will that we can push.
I'll say the phrase. It's fine.
Where do you stand when you say this phrase?
I'm standing over on its left shoulder. It's facing the east wall, so I will stand north of it.
Okay.
We'll all kind of move away.
Away from the mouth.
Okay. And Quiverwing speaks the words, all power to Sathmog,
yep,
our three-tongue liberator.
Yep. Fun at parties.
And nothing seems to happen.
Okay. God damn it.
Go try the door again.
The gems in the eyes, do they appear to be like kept in place by something, or are they effectively loose, like tantalizingly loose objects?
Well, climbing up there, getting real close and looking at the gems, they seem maybe tantalizingly loose.
Okay.
At least somehow movable, or you can probably get a knife behind him, possibly.
This is the Dragon Lord's prison, though, right?
This was originally the Dragon Lord's prison to hold Azrakal.
So maybe something that would be, what would the Dragon King use? Like fire or something? Right? Didn't he do a lot of burning people up and stuff?
Well, Sigyn, when she was looking and found the acid, there was evidence of ashes as well, of soot. So there is apparently fire is a presence here as well. Hmm. You found out where the fire comes, where the acid comes out. If it is fire, you haven't discovered where it comes from, where it emerges. And having looked at the ceiling and the floor, there's no apparent spouts or anything you can see there.
What if we are supposed to use fire?
The scorch marks are on the floor, not on the statue or the door.
Correct.
Yeah, I have a suspicion that the fire is probably magically induced, and it would not need a nozzle or some other artifact to make it happen. You can just make that happen.
So the alternatives are it's something with the statue, or we should perhaps go to the room to the south to see if there's an answer as to what we might need to do to pass this doorway.
Room to the south.
And there's nothing on the door that looks like... I'm trying to think of all the things like Sean's character could like press the palm, like his sword into it, like a...
No, actually, I mean, unlike the other doors, which are all been rather polished copper or something, this one actually has that sort of like greenish patina all over it. So, you know, and there's no it doesn't look it's been touched or anything by anybody regularly. And there's no particular slot for Umdurum to go into. No.
Right. I guess we must continue then and find an answer to this riddle.
Did you try the door again just in case something changed?
Yeah, he did. I didn't. And nothing happened. I thought someone did. I'm sorry.
Tracking. Yeah, I could knock.
That would be funny. Hello.
Oh, Lich. Hey,
what color were the eyes?
One was red, one was blue.
One was green.
Green, I'm sorry.
Looking at them, I mean, I'll say like this. I pretty much tell you this, Nathan. Brains, with his particular vocation and experience, he can easily tell, like, this is probably a ruby and an emerald worth, you know, each of them worth, you know, several gold a piece.
Several.
Like 20 gold a piece.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
Not priceless, but...
Yeah.
No. Very, very nice.
Very nice.
We should press on, then. Maybe we can come back and find this riddle.
All right. Yeah.
Yes, we should go south to look for the clues to the riddle.
I could just float the things to us after we leave the room.
You could.
Just fetch them.
How much can you carry with that?
As long as they're loose.
Yeah, if they're loose or not.
Well, presuming they're free moving and not affixed.
Yeah, they're free moving.
Yeah, that's why I asked about that earlier.
Yeah.
I can make a loose object no heavier than weight one within 10 meters float toward me.
Could you switch them?
Make one move red to red, green, yeah. green to red.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to step outside of the...
Well, it says float toward me. Can I make it move in different directions, Malcolm?
No. That's a mentalist.
I can only make it move toward me. Sorry.
Well, if you start on the front and then you move to the back and then you move towards you, it'd be into the other socket.
So you'd move in front of it when you start?
Yeah. Effect?
That sounds like a trap.
You pull it away in front of it, and then you stand behind it, and somebody else will hold it up at eye level, and you call it towards you.
That's a really great idea, Brains. I'm going to try that out next time.
You know how smart I am. I have the best ideas.
No, it's a great idea. I would never deny it.
So, for lack of anything better to do, I will go to the door to the south.
Okay.
Yeah, now, no. Baylor's
already,
Baylor
already opened the drawer, so at least
I already went down and looked.
So you went all the way down the corridor?
Well, yeah, I'll cautiously go down the corridor, inspecting for any sort of other, like, mysterious traps, boulders coming out of the walls, etc.
Okay.
Lurkers below.
Going down the corridor looking for lurkers below and above, and hidden traps and tripwires. Remarkably, you don't encounter any on your path.
But one quick question, Malcolm. When they opened up the door to the south, you made a point of talking about how the northern door, when it opened, it made absolutely no sound whatsoever.
This sound does. This one does. Most of the other doors are making it. This one does make a sound.
Interesting.
It's not very loud.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's noticeable just because the other one was
as compared to the one to the north.
Yeah,
just noticeable close. Enough for Nathan to construct a sound effect for it.
Got it. Okay.
Everything has a sound.
So I'll just continue down that hall until I reach whatever's at the other end.
A door.
Another copper door.
With the symbol on our side or the handle on our side?
Handle.
Just handle?
Mm-hmm.
I will inspect the door for signs of wear and heavy use.
There is the same symbol. There are signs of wear and use.
But no symbol I have to trace or words I have to
speak. No symbol that you have to trace.
Okay. Then I will try and open that door.
It does not resist. The door swings open into a large room.
So we open the door, and it's a large room of...
So it's a large room. The walls are covered with large bookshelves, and the smell... of heavy cotton paper and parchment, and apparently some sort of moth repellent. It appears to be a library.
Dane runs down and kicks the door open.
Dane comes running. I smell scholar! I smell books! He says.
Yes.
And comes running. But the room is like maybe, let's see, 5 meters by like, let's see, 5 meters by 10. So it's sort of a rectangular room. You seem to have entered like maybe the north, you obviously been in the north wall of the chamber near near the eastern end, into the, it goes to the, it sort of is elongated toward the west, and it just open, there's an open archway that leads out of this room. As opposed to like a doorway, just an open archway that leads out of this room into a corridor that sort of apparently turns into darkness.
Is that the only exit?
That is the only visible exit you can see in the room, and you can faintly hear, you think, maybe water in the distance, but rushing water. But
hey, Baylor, hear that? It's water.
You know a lot about water yourself.
I've relayed to everyone that I found what is apparently a library.
We've effectively taken Dane's character off.
Dane runs, yeah, Dane has just gone in here, and he is just like, just looking around saying, I can't believe we've found all this. This is amazing.
I turn to Darg and say, we're never going to get him to leave.
We should, maybe we could rest here. I mean, just until we just...
It's like that time we went to the strip club and lost Corgan.
Who?
Oh, there was another guy, wasn't there?
He was that funny little man in my backpack.
Oh, yeah. I just assumed he went back in there. I didn't realize we actually left him.
Well, you know, I never checked. That'd be terrible.
You know, is that what that smell is?
Don't check me.
That would be, that I just assumed funny. That was dog odor.
Just imagine, like, over the back. Oh, no.
So Dave will just, you know, turn his lantern to full and begin searching the bookshelves.
Dead under a pair of Darge old underpants.
Does anyone else do anything else in this library?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'll look around. I'll look for grimoires if there are any in the room. I'll check.
Okay. I will start searching for any
spot hidden all around the room.
Give me a spot hidden roll for those.
Are there any other exits?
Yeah, there's one exit on the western wall. It's just an archway leading into a corridor.
I will make my spot hidden roll successfully.
I've also succeeded in my spot hidden roll.
Okay. I have also succeeded. I'm looking for pretty pictures.
And Darg, not Darg, freaking Baylor will be, not Baylor, fuck the other one, Dane. Dane will be reading for, yeah, see if there's anything on opening the
book. So, Figgy, you find a book. Find a book that grants you a boon on this on your Beast Lore skill.
Oh, nice.
Dane finds ones that, that's nice. He finds a book that gives him a boon on myths and legends.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to give him speed reading.
No, I'm just randomly rolling these things down. That's what it gets. And Quiverwing, you find a hidden compartment in one of the bookshelves. Oh. And behind the shelves, there are four grimoires, from each school of magic.
Wow.
And one for general magic.
Oh, my goodness.
Each grimoire contains four spells. And we'll determine the rank at a later time.
Okay. By the way, the mentalist skill that I picked up, the mentalist trick that I picked up was slow fall.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
But nothing with any clues on how to open any doors.
Not that he's found as of yet. The other thing that you have noticed with making your spot hidden is how well it shows signs of aging, of age, in the library. It shows almost no signs of traffic.
So it appears in good keeping, but unused.
Appears to be in good keeping and used. There's no dust. It appears to be almost as if the dust is somehow taken care of somehow, but yeah.
Hmm.
Well, the tomes are old. They're in fairly good condition, but there is... No, I wouldn't say there's no traffic at all, but less traffic than you've seen other places. Like if there is some patrol that comes through, it does not come through very often. They obviously have because the corridor outside, but not very much. Dark. That corridor that archway you step through and look down, I mean, it's a dark corridor. I mean, I'm not sure if you have a light source or not, but...
No, if it's dark, I just can't. I'll just stay by whoever's got light.
Okay. Well...
Is the library lit?
No. No, not until it's slowly becoming lit as...
Are there some torches in the library?
No, it's oil lamps that are in the central part of the library over tables, nothing to the books. Dane sort of just, he tries to light them, but as he brings heat, they sort of brighten themselves as if by magic.
Can I take one of those? Or are they nailed to the wall?
They appear to be on chains hanging from the ceiling.
Well, I'll take one of those for light.
It goes out the second you pull it off.
I'll shake it.
It does not. It sloshes, but does not light.
All right. I'll put it down. It just doesn't work.
Don't grab another one, is all that Dane says. Here, take my lantern.
Ooh, thank you. This one works. Oh, yeah, I'll go back over to that doorway.
And now, the secret bookcase, no passageway. It's just another, like,
hidden alcove. Just a hidden alcove. No other passageways now.
It's where they keep the porn.
And, well, I'm running out of ideas for how to get past the door that don't involve somebody getting burned to death by...
Well, anything down that hallway? Now that I've got lantern.
The hallway goes for about 4 meters and then abruptly turns northward.
That's curious.
Like it's going to go back to that room.
I should go and look that way. So Darg will start walking that way.
Yeah, I'll follow Darg. Yeah, you should go alone, man.
I'm not alone. I have this lantern. But yeah, Darg will just kind of walk down the hallway with the lantern.
Okay. That's your move into the hallway to the west?
Yes.
Sure.
And it heads north for about a few meters, and then there is a hole.
Ooh, like in the wall or in the floor?
In the floor. There's a hole in the floor. Mm. And you can hear rushing water below. See if I can. Mm.
So what you're telling me is that Baylor is going to have to swim through this hole up prison.
Let me see if I can get you a quick little screenshot or something so you guys can see. I'm sorry. It appears to be a round room with what appears to be a rotating cross-shaped sort of wheel or walls that sort of move on this wheel. Almost like a revolving door. But they're just revolving walls in the circular room. So you're coming from the south where there's big hole.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you guys came to the archway, and there's like sort of a circular room. It's like a turn. It's like basically
it's like a rotating
door.
It's a man trap.
Except for those are walls, and you can only be in the chambers for a little bit. You guys are coming from the back of it, so
can I tell that there's other sections? Or to me, does it just look like a triangular room?
It looks like a triangular room.
So those go all the way to the ceiling.
All the way to the ceiling.
Okay.
If you can carefully slip around it and try and move and try and see if there's anything in the walls, but that will just take a bit, you know.
So he's on the hole. He's on the side coming from the south where the hole is, right?
Where the hole is. Yes. There's a hole in front of me and like a triangular room.
Yeah. So yeah, you see like a triangular shaped kind of room with the surrounded walls. But probably looking from the picture, it looks like you could see probably light would probably. Go through those cracks.
It doesn't look like they touch.
You can see a seam. That there's like the wall. There is a seam there. You can see.
This has got to spin.
I'll show Brains because he's not. You know, he's not a trap guy or anything. He's like, this is weird. The walls don't touch. It doesn't touch the floor. It doesn't touch the ceiling. It's like a wall that's too small, Brain. I don't understand.
So, looking...
Toilet?
Look straight ahead. You see how that's curved right at the point where the two walls meet?
I will take your word for it, yes. Curved, you said.
Yeah, so it looks like a... Looks like this is like the inside of like a butter churn.
Spend much time in those, do you?
I love butter. I love butter so much. But yeah, I'm kind of wondering what's down there in that hole. Can you shine the light
water
down the hole?
I'll take a little piece of the rope that I have because I still have the rope that we tied onto Quivering. I'll just tie it onto this lantern and kind of lower it slowly into the hole.
So the way we came had the giant water pit. Are we about... Well, no, it had to be a longer path.
So the library. When you lower it down, it goes down for, you know, about almost like 10 meters, and then you can see that the water is rush. There's water under there rushing, and it's sort of swirling around.
Whoa. It's more of that water. Something down here.
It does it, like, go one direction or another?
You think it's almost draining somewhere. But, Darg, it does, though, say, I mean, despite it being fine, it would make an excellent toilet, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
A refreshing toilet.
Yeah, this toilet's good. Be the shit.
No pooping in the corner.
No, this is wonderful to be work careful. Of,
So this is the giant, porta-potty.
Mm-hmm.
This does not help us get through that door.
It does not.
It looks like it's going down the drain.
It's swirling down a drain. But you probably need to drop something and see if that would do it. Probably not the lantern, though.
It's probably where Baylor would have ended up if he didn't rescue him.
That's my suspicion.
Oh, in here?
Yeah.
No, the water ended up where Baylor ended up.
Well, Brain, I could tie you off and lower you. You can see how deep the water is.
No, I don't really want to go down there.
Okay, all right.
Have one or two bad experiences with water.
I only doggy paddle.
Maybe they will find something in all those boring books.
Yeah, let's go back and check on them. Maybe there's a book on how to open that other door.
All right, well, I'm sure.
We'll walk back.
How to open copper doors.
I will pee first, though. This seems like a good place to pee.
It is. So, you have a good pee. The rest of you return back to the library. For those who have not left the library, that it appears that basically Dane did find some also wall sconce that can be lit.
Were we here long enough for it to count as a rest?
You could choose to take a rest here if you want.
I don't think I need to.
The one thing is, like, you can barely hear the sound of the water, and when you move around the chamber, it's almost like noticeably like the sound is being almost muffled, or at least being suppressed in some way. Like, you're not as noisy as you guys normally would be.
It's all those books.
Possibly.
So did anybody find a book on how to open doors?
Sadly not.
Do you guys take a rest here or whatever, or read?
Does anybody need a rest?
We probably just need to take time looking through the books.
I could use a stretch rest to recover some willpower, but that's really the most, I don't have to.
I would suggest if you need it, if this seems like it, we haven't been bothered here in the past several minutes, perhaps we should take a brief rest here.
Meh.
So make a stretch rest out of it.
Okay. Yeah, do we get attacked while we stretch rest?
Not in this room. You do not.
Ooh.
Because I am kind. And I didn't roll enough, anything interesting. And it's like really supposed to be much easier here, but oh well. So yes, you guys can all take a short rest. I mean a...
Stretch rest.
Stretch rest here.
Do you recover any conditions?
One condition.
Oh, I'll take it.
Remember, you got rid of one condition when he held at you.
I have
3. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was
just saying. Just don't forget that you got one already eliminated.
So after a surprising rest, and let me just him do a myth and legends, I guess. What is his? I guess it's not a 19.
Huh? No, it's definitely not a 19, but I think it is an 18.
Okay. Dane is just too distracted with what he's finding here, but he does mention that there's actually no books about the construction of this particular prison here, but that kind of makes sense. But I mean, it seems kind of odd that you would have, like, everything, you know, hey, here's how you let the prisoner out at the prison, you know, just, you know.
I mean, we haven't seen any indication of anything that matches the colors for there, so we don't know if there's a pattern of, you know, pressing the eyeballs. Because those are the only things that stand out in the statue are the eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
There's nothing else in the room.
Well, we can look, see if the eyeballs can be manipulated.
Does the dragon lord have livery? Like a shield, a symbol? Is his...
I did look through that, but there's nothing in particular color-wise that's going to help us.
I'd like to go back to that room by myself and stand behind the statue and take out the gems from the top while I'm standing behind it.
Okay.
And I'd like to...
Here's one thing I want to say is going to be a problem with that. that I didn't really go into because you hadn't no one had tried it yet. The statue's horns come from this top of one of his head moving outward, making it difficult to reach over. So you'll have to sort of reach under and then pull, and then you can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
It is shorter than normal, though.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that, but I'm going to have magic shield ready. Because I assume that the fire is a magic fire. But that the acid is probably a mechanical.
So you're doing that while the rest of us are in the library?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll take you with me if you'd like. I would prefer you to not come into the room, though.
I have no doubt, so I can come and watch you from the doorway.
I will absolutely come to the edge of the doorway and watch what transpires.
So that's the plan, Malcolm. I'm going to use magic shield, or have it ready. It says that I can throw magic shield as a reaction to a successful spell attack.
You go in there, you reach around.
Yeah.
I give this a reach around from
behind. I mount the statue.
Acid
and
hole.
Then I give him a reach around and grab both of the orbs.
Both the stones.
Okay.
Stones. And you're grabbing the stones. With my magic spell.
And what is your intent with the eyes?
Just to pull them out. Okay. Because I have a suspicion that those really kind of useless gems must in some way be a locking mechanism. Okay. Oh, at least that's the suspicion. That's what I'm working with right now.
All right.
All right.
I reach around and you pull.
There is a
like as if some sort of mechanical system has been
broken
or disrupted by you pulling them off.
Yeah.
And a fire erupts from the eyes, acid from the mouth, shooting out.
Okay.
That did have a sword.
It continues to do that.
Oh, okay. What happens if I hold on to the two gems, though?
I'm assuming you pulled them up. You have them in your hand.
Yeah.
There appears to be one has like what it looks like some sort of like partial bracket mechanism. The other one came out completely clean.
Okay. And it just keeps going?
It's just shooting flames coming out of the eye, out of one eye, and then vomiting acid.
Well, you've made it actually more difficult to get through the door. Somebody go see if the door opens. Acid and fire?
Hold on. Yeah. Quiverwing what?
Copper isn't affected by flame or acid. So I'm suspicious that it'll eventually run out. And we'll have the ability to open the door. That's what I'm working with anyway.
Unless the source of
which one had the bracket on it?
Green or red?
The green one had the bracket on it.
So that was the acid?
No. Both of the eyeballs have fire shooting out of them. I can't replace the stones. Right? No, both of the eyes, he said.
He said flames come out of the eyes.
Yeah.
All right. So it takes about 5 minutes and then it stops.
Is the door damaged?
No.
It was facing the door. Good. So yes. I didn't think that copper would be affected by acid or by fire.
It is, but
copper definitely is affected by fire.
Yeah.
Has to be forged somehow.
Yeah.
We make pots out of copper.
So you have these eyes. The mechanism seems to have stopped.
Okay.
Is there a giant pool of acid?
There is, but it seems the creepiest thing is that for most of it, it seems to be being absorbed into the very floor.
Ugh.
The only parts that remain is a small puddle directly in front of the statue.
Darg, try the door.
Sure. Darg will push on the door. Should I roll strength or? No.
The door does not move.
Mm. Is it warm?
The door is cold to the touch.
Okay, so
if I come in and look at the eye sockets now and examine the brackets on the bracket on the green gem, do I see anything like mechanical wise?
You do see that that even though it's apparently been heated and now cooled, there appears to be some sort of brackets in there, which is some sort of device that's supposed to be triggered inside.
So there's brackets on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But one for each eye.
He only pulled out the emerald one. He'll have to be carefully placed back in there.
Oh, he only pulled out one.
He only pulled the bracket of one out with the gem. The other one just came out of the bracket, so.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So I have both gems.
So yeah, this is a weird gems. Thing. I could see this being a trap for someone who wants to steal gems, but I don't see how this is tied to the door.
I know.
It's not a trap to the door. It's not like I knocked on the door and got zapped.
Well, what you, like I said, Brain, I mean, like you did see like a whole entire mechanism behind it.
Oh, so maybe the mechanism to open the door is in the
So I would take my thieves' tools, and I'm going to start fiddling around with the gears and everything inside to see if I see
inside what?
Inside the eye sockets.
I'm going to step out of the way just in case the magic just recharges.
And how and where are you going to do this, and what particular skill do you plan on using? Crafting, I guess? So.
No, sleight of hand. You said there's a mechanism in there.
Why don't you give me a sleight of hand roll?
All right.
It would be at a bane if you're doing it without being in front of it.
Ooh, all right. I'll do it with a bane.
Oh, okay.
I rolled a 10 and a 7, and I've got a 16.
So wait a second. You're fingering the eye sockets from behind?
Yeah.
While reaching around?
Yeah.
He's just using his feelings and hoping he can get that.
Trying to... Yeah. Okay, all right.
I mean, cool. You're used to picking locks in the dark, so...
You do figure it out. Apparently, yes, they do need to be pressed in. But you simply pressing in, like, for instance, the right eye, which is red, at the same... It just basically, you feel it getting hot, you move your finger, and it shoots out flame. Okay. Actually, is that right? You know, no, it should the ass mouth just acid when you get the red
button. Ass to mouth? What?
Yeah. So, basically, there's something they probably need to be in place.
Oh,
for you to be able to activate them. But if you like, you just did, you only were able to, like, the bracket for the whole red one, it's all the whole mechanism is in there for the red one except for the gem itself. And you can able to press it and see it move. It does move back, but when you do that, acid comes out of the mouth.
Okay, so, but it looks like this. Maybe the gems are supposed to be pressed in and not pulled out.
Exactly.
Okay,
but if you press it in, you still got without the gem.
Without the gem.
So could we ask Baylor to repair it then? Can he repair it? With
put
his
the gems back in, right?
I'm sorry.
Can we put the gems back in?
One will have to be repaired before you can put the gems back. The green one will have to be repaired.
All right.
Are you capable of repairing this, Baylor?
I can always make attempt.
Okay. I will happily sacrifice the gems.
I'll look at my crafting. So what type of crafting would this be, though?
They appear to be a metal gears of some sort, so you should be able to...
Okay, so make sure it's this metal, the right one.
And have we made it
and
a bane?
At a bane?
No.
Two rolls. 18. So I rolled an 18 and a 4. My skill's at 18.
So that's a pass.
Yeah.
It's tricky. But you're able to get it reattached.
And it's fixed acid on me.
The mechanism takes and you have the gem in there. So you restored both eyes back to the rightful place, you believe?
Mm.
No, you do. You know.
Yes, I did. I hope so.
You did.
And which one spewed the acid? Which one shot the fire? When you press on them,
the red one shot out the acid. The green one did the fire, which I think is weird, but that's what Malcolm just described.
Get you.
So standing behind it, I'm going to reach up and I'm going to press on the green one. Press it.
Well, he just told you that it looks like they're both supposed to do it at the same time, in order to open the door.
Acid, you know, basically fire comes out of there. You have to move your hand from the redstone is. Fire, magic fire shoots out of that when you're pressing the green stone only. And when you press the redstone only, acid comes out of the mouth.
Oh,
so you press them both.
You have to press them both in to get the doors open.
Okay, so simultaneously, okay.
So you simultaneously press both of them.
Yeah.
The door swings in.
So,
You come at last.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool Geek Chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baelor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corgan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Mari Kari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCube, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.